Sometimes a word is very similar in two languages because it is maybe spelt similarly or pronounced similarly. We call it a cognate. So if I say, fui a la cafeteria, you say, well, Father probably went to the cafeteria, right? Or, if I said, tuve un accidente, you'd say, oh, Father must have had an accident, because it sounds like accidente, right? If I said, esta tarde voy a comer pie, you'd say, oh, I know what Father's going to have for dessert later today. Huh? Pie. But a cognate didn't happen with the word meaning thanks. Very different words in English and Spanish, where we say gracias in Espanol and thanks in Spanish. Now, you might know what gracias means just from your elementary school classes or hearing it colloquially. And there are English words that have the hints of gracias. If someone loses graciously, there's a hint of that word. You know, even the word gratitude, which means thanks, has some of the same roots. But for a moment, let's consider the word gracias, because it adds something to the richness of this day that the word thanks just can't do. You know, la palabra gracias, que no tiene nada en común con la palabra en inglés, tiene un significado, una riqueza que la palabra en inglés no tiene. Porque la palabra gracias tiene una conexión con la palabra gracia, que siempre pensamos que es algo recibimos de Dios. So you see, that word gracias in Spanish has a particular richness because of its closeness to another word, gracia, which means grace. Llena eres de gracia, gracia plena in Latin. You see, the word thanks in Spanish and the word grace in Spanish have a close connection. Gracias and gracia. And there's a reason for that as well. For centuries, the word grace has had a religious connotation. Not only religious, but particularly a religious connotation as a free gift from God. La palabra gracias, que significa thank you, pero la palabra gracia, que ni tiene un significativo religioso de Dios. Un don de Dios. Gratis, decimos. So perhaps as we celebrate this day, we say thanks to our parents. We say thanks to our employer. We say thanks to whoever maybe has given us something that we have. But perhaps our first thanks should be a thanks to God. After all, of all the gracias that we may offer, it is the grace of his free gift given to us that gives us life, eternal life, and love. We give thanks to God for the gift of his grace.